This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies, Mary Dalton, is all set to take us behind the scenes.
This month marks the 10th anniversary of the Out at the Movies series. This is a series that brings a wide variety of LGBT films to the Triad each month, and the screenings are at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. On August 9th, there's a perfect pairing to mark that anniversary. The feature film, The Way He Looks, is a Brazilian film that looks at first love. And it's preceded by a short film, a Swedish film, A Last Farewell, that explores mature love. I saw The Way He Looks in May as part of its festival run at Inside Out. It's been very successful on the festival circuit, and I think that's maybe because the film has such a wide range of emotional tones. You might laugh and cry, and I fretted a lot. I mean, I think that's partly because I'm a mom and partly because I remember what it's like to be a teenager, but overall, this is one of the sweetest and most charming coming-of-age films that I have ever seen. The story's about Leonardo, a blind teenager who has an overprotective mom, that's the part I identified with, and his best friend, Giovanna, and she wants to be more than his best friend. When there's a handsome new student who comes to school, everybody is attracted to him. His name's Gabriel. This is a beautiful story, and as I said, it's just one of the most enjoyable films that I've seen in ages. The feature was originally a short film, and it was so successful that the filmmaker and the actors returned to develop it into a feature. And, you know, this could be a recipe for disaster because the forms are so different, the short and the feature, but this time it really works. There's great dramatic tension. Leonardo's angst is palpable. I mean, after all, adolescence is hard enough without having a disability to complicate the rites of passage. Remember as a teenager how nobody really feels comfortable in their skin? And the awareness of this is part of what makes it such a tender movie. When I saw the film, it wasn't just me who was entranced. The audience response to The Way He Looks was electrifying. It's movie magic. After all, love is love, and love transcends language. I think you'll probably feel like I did, like a teenager watching it. I don't want to oversell, but on the other hand, I'm not really sure I could oversell. It's a terrific film. And the short that precedes it, A Last Farewell, is a very, very different type of story. It's about a couple of many years who are facing a transition. But in some way, it does fit. It's a satisfying prelude to The Way He Looks. This particular Out at the Movies screening is Saturday night at 7 p.m. at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. You can get ticket information on the 10 and 2 community calendar.
Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's and Gender Studies, Mary Dalton. That's a little old segment we like to call Behind the Scenes. Mary's the author of Teacher TV, 60 Years of Teachers on Television, and The Hollywood Curriculum, Teachers in the Movies. You'll find links to Mary's movie blog at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend.